Financial Survival Network, helping you to survive and thrive in the new economy. Get our complimentary newsletter at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. This is the Financial Survival Network.
You are listening to the financialsurvivalnetwork.com. I'm Carrie Lutz on 1230 WBZT. And it's time for another Triple Lutz Report. This is episode 276. The date, July 1st, 2013. Just got back from the Liberty Mastermind Symposium in beautiful Dallas, Texas. And it was really an incredible, and I mean incredible, experience. And I'm not just saying that because I put it on, along with, of course, Robert Ian. I'm saying it because it was a life experience. A mastermind group. That's a group of people that you get together, that you assemble, that when you connect on a very kind of deep level, the group consciousness kind of takes over, and you become much more than any one of you individually could be on your own. And that is exactly what happened in Dallas. I think we had about 85 people there, besides the speakers. And the speakers that we had were just amazing. And I was talking to John Rubino. John says to me, who do you think was really the star of the show? And I had to think about it. Of course, I thought initially, well, of course I was. Then I said, nah, you know, really Robert was. Robert put this thing together. He worked a lot harder than I did, although I did work hard on it because I wanted to get you to come. I wanted you to be there to be part of this because I knew it was going to be a momentous occasion. Plus, I had a lot riding on this, not so much financial, although I put my money where my mouth was. I guaranteed the show, and, you know, financially I was on the line for it because if a certain number of people didn't show up, I was at risk, but I didn't really care about that. I mean, I didn't want to lose money, but I knew enough of you were going to come and participate that I really wasn't overly concerned, but I kind of felt like Sally Field. Do you love me? Do you like me? Do you care about me? But with guys like David Morgan and Chris Duane and John Rubino and Mickey Fulp, it was a foregone conclusion that enough people were going to come that we would break even, which is exactly what happened. But really, I thought about it, and then I said, yeah, it was Elijah Johnson. And you know about Elijah Johnson. When I first started talking to him, interviewing him, I got an email from him, and I looked at his YouTubes, and I said, this kid's 16 years old, and he's smarter than the Ben Bernanke. And got to meet him in person. He's a handsome kid. Looks much older than his 17 years that he is now. And he spoke eloquently. He's homeschooled. And he talked about homeschooling and freedom. And he just blew the room away. And then we had a number of roundtables. And each roundtable was better than the next. And my God, it was just an incredible experience from the beginning to the end. And I credit this in large measure to Robert, because Robert's done thousands of speaking engagements throughout his career. He really understands the importance of timing, the importance of keeping things moving, and the importance of timing, because it's all about timing. And we discussed so many essential issues, really defining issues of our time, and the things that you're really, really fixated on, the things that matter to you, the things that you are counting on. and the things that you're hoping for and the things that you've given up hope on. And God, we heard from Jeff Berwick, we heard from Gary Gibson, the anarcho-capitalists of the group, and it was really a sensational event. And I'm not just saying this to pat myself on the back. Like I say, I don't feel like I was responsible for that much of it, other than Chris Twain and I coming up with the idea for doing it. I don't feel like really that much of it was me. I collected the money for it, and I tracked everything, and I promoted the hell out of it, and I'm proud to have done it. But the actual event itself kind of took on a life of its own. We're going to be posting videos. We're going to sell some audios on it because, you know, I'd like to put some money towards GATA. We had Bill Murphy there. He knocked it out of the park. I mean, hey, you've heard Bill Murphy many times, but I don't think you've ever heard him or saw him like he was at the Liberty Mastermind Symposium. I mean, he was in rare form. He was amazing. And then Robert Ian did a really touching tribute to Adrian Douglas. So for every dollar that we bring in on these audios and videos that we post, and we've got a lot of them from the show, we're going to donate a portion of the proceeds to GATA in honor of Adrian Douglas, who passed on several months ago from brain cancer, because it's just the right thing to do. And GATA is doing yeoman's work on exposing the conspiracy of these elitist groups that are trying to control things and trying to keep you enslaved and trying to keep you in the dark and trying to hide the truth from you about what's really going on in the world. They're trying to just stop you from finding out what's going on. They're just downright evil. But enough of that. This was a joyous event. You know, it was really amazing at the end. Robert asked people, you know, did you enjoy this? Would you come back to another one? And how much value did you get from it? Did you get value from it? And every single person in the room held up their hand. I've been to dozens, maybe hundreds of conferences in my 55 years, hundreds of them. I know I've been to hundreds, and I have never seen that in my entire life. Every single person there held up their hands. And the other thing, in the day of conferences, I didn't see one person yawn. Not one person. Now, we had tons of coffee, but, you know, people didn't leave the room until there was a break. And, you know, we had a few breaks. We started exactly on time. Every speaker spoke for exactly 20 minutes. You know, they might have gone over 30 seconds, but they were cut off exactly at 20 minutes and sent on their way. Every presentation was focused and to the point. There was no meandering. Everybody was amazing. Jay Taylor gave an incredible, incredible discussion about faith and God and belief in a higher power, in government, in country. I mean, I was quite touched by it. You know, there were just so many things going on that I was just really, really shocked. So you're going to get the opportunity to share in this experience, somewhat secondhand, but it's still very, very powerful. And I think that you're going to find it as enjoyable as the people who got to witness it. And, you know, what I really like about this is that, you know, it was so much not about me and so much not about Robert, but so much about the speakers and the mastermind and kind of taking it to a higher place, getting to an area of not problems, but of solutions. Because if you just dwell in the area of problems, as Einstein said, you will never get to a solution. You must go to a higher area, a higher power, a higher consciousness, because that is where solutions exist. Solutions don't exist in the level where the problems are. Solutions exist in an area of higher consciousness. That's where solutions are found, not in the level where the problems are created. And man, there were glitches, technical glitches. We missed some recordings, little feedback here and there. The wireless mics blipped every now and then, they burped. That's all to be expected. But what was amazing was just the caliber of the presentations. Every speaker there gave the best presentation, I believe, that they have ever given in their lives, and they all knew it. And the audience knew it as well. And then we had Martin Armstrong, who had a family emergency and couldn't be there with us, but he did a couple of videos. And then he, at the end of the conference, he took Q&A, and he was incredible. And he basically said, I could have gotten out of jail anytime I wanted if I had just given up my market models, just given the government the models for my computers, they would have let me out of jail. And I said, no. And I am going to keep on speaking out. I'm going to keep on writing. And there is nothing they can do to stop me from doing this. And this is a man who was in jail for 11 years. And if that isn't somebody who believes in freedom, then I don't know anyone who does. So I just urge you to think about what you're going to hear on these recordings and these videos. Really think hard and deep about it. And I hope you're going to join the next Liberty Mastermind Symposium. We're going to put up an order form. It's going to be in Las Vegas. January 11th, I think, is going to be the date, 2014. I urge you all to come. It is a unique, singular experience. It is amazing. I just want to do a couple of shout outs. One to Stefan Banda. He's our webmaster. He was there videoing everything. I finally got to meet this man who's been my webmaster for over a year. I mean, it was just a great, great experience. He had an incredible time. My producer, my personal assistant, Brett Rowley, I don't say thank you to him enough, but he was there with us every step of the way, helping out, and couldn't do enough to make this show a success. And to Robert Ian, he worked on this thing 10 times harder than I did. Really, the show would have been nothing without him. And just make it to the next one. Buy some of these videos. Help Gata out. Gata is really fighting for your freedom. Bill Murphy, Chris Powell, they're doing it. Any people you'd like to see at the next Liberty Mastermind Symposium, please send in the suggestions. Oh, Aaron Clary, I am still laughing at you. You are so irreverent and funny. You are like a young, up-and-coming PJ O'Rourke. When you talked about that woman from the IRS, and you said, well, it's obvious. This is what happens when you get a woman who's got a master's degree in French lesbian poetry. I mean, I almost lost it. I was, tears were rolling down my cheeks, and it took every bit of self-control not to lose it. So guys, we're going to have a video as soon as we get Martin Armstrong's permission up on the site, technical analysis of gold and silver markets and economic markets up on libertymastermind.us. Can't thank you people out who came. I think we were close to 85 people. libertymastermind.us will be having sign up forms really soon for the next one. Really, it was a loving, incredible, transcendent transcendental experience. It's one of those experiences I will never forget. I will take to my grave. It's up there with the birth of my children, my first marriage. It was just an incredible thing. I thank you all, especially you, Robert. You're like a brother to me. I can't thank you enough. Don't forget financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Get that damn newsletter already. What the heck are you waiting for? And don't forget, libertymastermind.us. We'll be setting up a newsletter on there. Hopefully getting a lot of the speakers to contribute articles weekly. And God, it was just so much fun. Thank you so much to everybody for coming. Bye. That's it for this week. Been another Triple Lutz Report. Kerry Lutz signing out.
The Financial Survival Network, helping you to survive and thrive in the new economy. Get our complimentary newsletter at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. This is the Financial Survival Network.